Dr. Steve is here. He's a psychologist from Birmingham. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com, Therapy Thursday. And he is with us again to share with us his knowledge and his guidance and to help us all, because all these Therapy Thursday situations, they're all something that we've either experienced it or we know someone. So this one goes like this. It's from Sophia, which, great name. Dear Blaine, my husband is 42, and last week he got so drunk at his company's sales conference that he fell and injured himself pretty badly. I'm furious with him about it, but he tells me I overreact and that he gets to do that every once in a while because he's earned having this kind of fun by being one of their top salesmen. One of his favorite quotes is, "Success is being able to remain a child for as long as you can." And he must feel he is very successful because he parties like this a lot. I never win these arguments because he is extremely proud of his behavior and constantly tells me that he is actually winning. But I just don't get it. What I don't get is why I would have any interest in him, because I just don't think he's an old drunk frat boy. Oh, wait. Because I just think, not don't think, I do think he's an old drunk frat boy. How sad is that? Am I really a boring party pooper who doesn't get it? Or is he out of line? Please help. That's Sophia. Saw this email. Here's my response. Her husband is an obnoxious moron. His reaction and behavior is plain stupid.
Yeah. I just think he sounds like an idiot.
He does.
Sophia, you could do better.
Yeah.
And I just feel like drinking at work functions...
And
I mean, listen,
a fool?
I like a cocktail, don't get me wrong, but I always feel a little about work functions. Like, this guy's getting sloppy with his coworkers. I mean, I know that goes on, but I just, and what if he goes to her work function and acts like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
You agree?
He's for somebody else.
I agree. He sounds like a oosh.
He sounds like a... So, are we right?
Well, Dr. Steve, is this you?
hey, he's the one over there with his hat on backwards, looking like this guy.
Deflection. Oh. A common move by people who want to defend themselves. So, Dr. Steve, what do you say?
Certainly it's a pattern, is a problem, but to defend it with that, you know, that maturity is to hold on to your youth as long as possible.
That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
That's awesome.
It's so immature.
And it's selfish.
And defending immaturity with other immature lines. Because really, if you think about it, there's stages in life we all go through, and you're supposed to move from stage to stage. Your high school and then your college, like your young adult.
There's that book. Six Husbands.
It's right along with that book.
Every Woman Should Have, or something like that, by Dr. Stephen Craig.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to plug my book, you should do a better job.
What is the name of the book again?
The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have.
There you go.
At the same time?
I know.
I got to read this book. Wow. Is it a manual?
Jingle.
That's a good point. Promo. I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, it's the same point that we need to grow and evolve through different stages of life, and that the goal is actually to be the best at each stage.
Yeah.
Mm. And winners are the ones who win at each stage. Life's like a decathlon. It's not just a sprint. It's each stage has different events, and you should win at each stage.
And correct me if I'm wrong. There's nothing wrong with holding on to bits of your childhood. Like, you know, have your favorite T-shirt of your favorite cartoon character. You know, I think he's using that as an excuse.
Right.
First of all, you're not drinking when you're a child, so that's stupid.
Well, I think he meant youth, really. Like, being, you know, high school party.
His 20s.
The frat party guy that she called him. But, you know, it's amazing because, the winners are the people who win at each stage, who are... You know, recognize the stage that they're in, and they know how to be the best at that stage. Losers are the ones who are always trying to win yesterday's war.
Yeah.
But they make that a badge of honor, and they don't recognize that the rest of us see them as an irresponsible fool. So you could use examples. You know, if Granny is off partying like she's 20, we'd all go, what's wrong with Granny?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and the college guy who's off hitting on high school chicks.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
But that feeling that you had right there is the same feeling people have for this guy.
Yes, because you look at him and you cringe.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
It's like a car accident in slow motion. You know it's going to happen. No, turn left, turn left. But they go right into it and then...
But the issue is that this guy is using that immaturity and trying to make it a mature statement, And that's really where the problem is going to come in, because he's like Lauren said, you can have a bad night, you can do a thing here or there.
Yeah, why not?
But if you're as a philosophy, your foundation is built upon this, then it's going to come out in so many other ways, and it's a real issue.
So what does she do? What does Sophia do to get around this?
Ditch him.
Does she just smack him around a couple times and say, listen, drunk Yvonne Drunkenheimer, or ditch him?
Ditch him.
Move on
ditch
to one of those other six husbands.
Ditch him, I guess that's it. Well, I can't answer that quickly because, you know, it's not as simple as ditch him. But you got serious problems, not just about the fact that he went and drank. It's that you're is she married to him, whatever it is. You're married to an immature person, and you got to figure out a way to get him to grow up. Because if not, you're going to have problems parenting and, I mean, all sorts of other things because he's a child.
Yeah.
Right. And so she's got to tell him he needs to grow up. And she may need to get him and her in counseling so that he learns.
But you know what? I know how this song ends.
Right.
Frat boy over here is going to go, I don't have a problem. You're the one with the problem. You need to lighten up. You're the one who needs to just like, you know what? You've always been stiff. You've always been, you know, you've always had a cork up your butt, blah, 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 blah. I'm the one having fun.
Yeah. And then she says, bye.
Yeah. And that's, but doesn't that suck?
He does that. A little too well.
I do as well.
He's got his backwards hat on today. He's feeling it.
I was getting a chill here. Yeah,
but that's exactly right.
But
that's it.
But this is the way it happens. Is he'll say that, and then she ends up going to therapy, and he's that's right because you got to learn you have a problem, and she goes and continues to grow, and then things even get tougher because she starts going...
Because you're further and further apart, maturity-wise.
And then he might show up later, you know, and what happened.
When it's too late
for the party, when it don't run longer.
But she should go even if he won't go, not because she's got some problem, but because she needs to learn how to deal with an immature spouse and figure out what she wants to do, because given that, it does, you know, you can't go a lot of places with a guy who's going backwards.
Exactly. Dr. Steve, check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.